The gray clouds swallow the moon, and my vision sharpens in the darkness. A tangy scent I had not smelled in months fills my flared nostrils. The scent of a human being about to feed on another. Saliva trickles from between my sharp teeth to freeze on my jaw. It's time for some fun. I drop from the tree. My bare feet crunch in the snow. I run. The trees pass by in a blur. Soon I am out in the open country. The moon has freed itself of the clouds now, and any human who sees me silhouetted against the night will remember my towering horror for the rest of their life. In seconds, I'm within the woods again. My harsh breathing lashes the darkness. I know for miles around, the few who frequent the woods will hear me. Most will reckon it's just the wind. The remnants of the trappers and the Indians who dwelled here when I was a man will know better. They'll bolt their doors, huddle together in fear, and pray that the Wendigo does not come for them tonight. The scent grows stronger. I can hear an infant crying in the distance. I grin. An enormous fallen log blocks my path. With the swipe of my claws, I slice it in two. I'm through the obstruction before both halves strike the ground. The scent of incipient cannibalism and the hunger for human flesh spurs me on. Something abruptly cuts off the infant's cry. A short scream echoes through the cold. A scream, the sound of metal sinking into flesh, quickly ends. I slaver uncontrollably. The sounds came from nearby, and I can see the faint flickering of a fire through the trees. My breath comes fast. No one could ever mistake me for the wind now. My stomach rumbles. I grin so hard that I can feel the frozen skin of my face crack. I creep through the woods, the slight sounds of disturbed snow, the only noise other than the ghoulish work that a dark-haired, emaciated man is doing around a fire. I can see him hacking at an infant with a small hatchet. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Then the arm is free. The man has a metal pan to cook his food. But his hunger so dominates him that he simply stuffs the raw arm into his mouth. He is mine now. I laugh. He turns in my direction, eyes huge in his hunger-gnawed face. He's an Algonquin. Though his features show he has more white blood than his forefathers. If he had been brought up in the tribal ways, or had at least bothered listening to the old stories I had learned as a boy, he would have known better. I decide to torment him a bit before making the kill. I step back into the woods, to the point where I can barely see him, and I'm sure he can't see me. He stares into the dark for a minute or so, eyes searching the shadows, before he warily returns to his meal. Hunger gnaws at my flesh, but my rational mind overrides it. It's getting harder and harder to restrain myself, but I so enjoy teasing those smaller than me. I decide to speak. I rarely do, since men flee before me and the few surviving Wendigoak. Time, accidents, and lucky shots have taken the toll. Would rather fight over hunting grounds than talk. It's a small opportunity, but I relish it. Wendigo. I rumble, speaking the syllables that once inspired terror among men. He looks up again, face stiff with fear. I smile, but do nothing. Well, not entirely nothing. I breathe a little bit harder now. The man trembles. He definitely knows it's not the wind. I see his fear, and my appetite swells. I can barely stop myself from charging. One last time, I decide, and then I'll take him.